The benefits of navel orangeworm traps and tree nuts. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Houston Wilson is an assistant cooperative extension specialist in orchard and vineyard IPM.
These traps, all of them give us information on navel orangeworm activity in the orchard, but it's really difficult to link that up with crop damage. There's not an economic threshold based on trap counts that we can reliably use to estimate crop damage. So there's work still underway to refine the use of these traps and better understand how we can better predict damage based on trap counts. But you do have these options available. You can monitor navel orangeworm with them. And based on your relevant experience, you know, with your trap catch and damage, make some predictions about potentially deciding whether or not to make an insecticide spray.
And there's certainly another control strategy for navel orangeworm, mating disruption.
Mating disruption, there's multiple commercially available products. Effectively, all of them do the same thing. They put a synthetic version of the pheromone out there, which confuses males. It disrupts their ability to locate females, which then has negative impacts on their ability to grow their population, mate, and reproduce. The issue here with mating disruption, block size, first off. So if you use it in a small block, you're always going to be at risk for immigration into the block of mated females. So we typically recommend using mating disruption on a minimum of 40. Better would be 100 acres. The larger, more contiguous area you can put under mating disruption, the more effective it is.
Growers, pest control advisors can help them with these decisions. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.